Gentlemen.
Hey, Barr.
Captain.
How are we doing on our cat burglar?
Well, Harris seems to think it's the same guy.
Barney, this MO is very familiar. I'm sure we've dealt with it before.
On the other hand, it may just be similar. You know, sometimes when you experience something over and over that has basic similarities, the details just tend to fade. It only appears to be the same thing you've experienced before.
Much like this conversation.
That's a good example.
Pretty good story, Inspector.
Yeah, but you see, by the time old Brownie comes up to my stakeout position, I'd already spotted the car with the three suspects in it. Oh. So when I tell him this, he says to me, Frank, he says, you mean to tell me I've been watching the wrong car for 3.5 hours? He's a beaut, that Brownie, I tell you. Oh, some of the stuff he come up with.
Inspector.
Hi, buddy.
How are you?
Hey, man.
Inspector, how are you doing?
What brings you down here on a Saturday?
Oh, that's a good question, Barney. Yeah. Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news, Barney.
Well, by all means, let's have the good news first.
Should we talk about it in your office?
Certainly.
I think under the circumstances it'd be more appropriate, Barney.
Those good news, bad news jokes kill me.
But you're not going to tell me one.
No. That's the good news.
Barney, as far as I'm concerned, your personal life is your own private business.
Thank you.
Very welcome, Barney. Just wish the department felt the same way about it.
I don't believe I follow.
Oh, they wanted me to come down here and get all the juicy details as to why your marriage is on the rocks.
Inspector, there are no juicy details.
That's what I told them, Barney. I said if Captain Miller wants to get himself separated, you got to be pretty damn sure that he's got a good reason.
Inspector.
And there ain't nothing dirty or smutty or jizzy about it. Captain and Mrs. Miller are not dirty, smutty, juicy people. Are you, boy? Say.
Inspector, Liz and I have had a few difficulties. And until those difficulties are resolved one way or another, we just decided it would be wiser to separate for a while.
Barney, if you don't want to talk about it...
I don't mind.
Well, good, because there'll be somebody down from personnel to talk to you about it.
Personnel?
Department policy. Don't worry about it, Barney.
Thanks for the warning.
You're welcome. Ironic, isn't it, Barney?
What's that?
Your marriage busting up... Me getting engaged.
Come on in here, right across here.
Will you look at this?
Yeah.
Well, these places haven't changed in 30 years. And you've done them in antiques.
It's a kind of memorial to the Depression.
All right, wants to sit down right here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, something like this to happen at,
My age?
Well, I didn't mean, Listen, I wasn't,
That's the realities of life, Barney. Sometimes they creep up on you, you know, like a stomach flu or...
little hot, but...
Oh, this is just a little nervous reaction. It's perfectly normal.
Normal? What the hell is normal anymore, Bonnie? Huh? I mean, I thought you and Liz were normal, you know? I thought you were something safe, secure, something I could count on, and one day what happens, huh? Gone, out the window, goodbye.
It's a bit of an overstatement, Inspector.
I mean, but now with you and Liz breaking up, I say to myself, is this what I want for Frank Luger, huh? Something transient? A lousy 20, 25 years together and it's all over. No, sirree, Bob, Bonnie. Not for me. I want something permanent or nothing at all. Her name is Agnes. Who the hell is named Agnes anyway?
Okay, give me your full name.
Ralph Timmons, T-I-M-M-O-N-S.
Occupation?
Prisoner.
I meant before now.
Prisoner.
Now, don't get smart, Ralph.
Now, who's being smart? I was unemployed the last 2 weeks, but before that, I was in prison for 30 years.
What are you doing getting yourself arrested for?
See, I'm a victim of my past. What's the matter? Don't you read crime statistics? This was inevitable.
You're nuts.
Barney?
This sounds more promising.
Here it is. I told you so. It's the exact M.O. about 3 years ago, Henry Newbound. Everything's the same. It's only small buildings, method of entry, only jewelry taken, everything.
Good work.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Dietrich.
Although I think you're going to have a hard time serving arrest papers.
Oh, do you?
Man's been dead since 1976.
That's what it says.
Yeah, got an airtight alibi, so to speak.
Excuse me, I'd like to study this.
Sorry, you had to be told.
Well, Prison Gimana. I think so. Inspector?
Yeah?
Just a second. Call for you.
Hi.
She says it's you know who.
Hello there, Agnes. Just a second. Excuse me. Huh? I told you never to call me here.
Well, just go ahead and tell him about prison.
Well, I've been out for 2 weeks.
And he was in for 30 years before that.
Really? Well, you can check the record, Captain. I should have served 43, but I had 13 off for good behavior. I'm very proud of that.
Well, you should be, Mr. Timmons. Question is, what were you doing with a gun? Was he threatening someone?
No. Listen, Captain, carrying a gun is in violation of my parole.
Indeed.
Well, that was the only way.
The only way to what?
To go back to prison.
You want to go back to prison?
Isn't it obvious?
Have a seat, Mr. Timmons. That's a new one.
Guy's got a couple of lug nuts loose, Barney.
So we can find his parole officer. Maybe he knows what it's all about.
Yeah.
No. I haven't had any time to look for an apartment.
Well, what's wrong with my place?
It's a perfectly nice room.
Got it.
Barney, there's a robbery in progress over on Canal. Same area, same pattern, Barn. This is Newbound.
Come on, the records show the man deceased.
Barn, records can be wrong.
All right, you and Dietrich.
Oh, yeah.
Right this way.
Please wait here, Father. Sir?
We get a license anytime. I'll call you back. Your police priest just came out of the room.
Father? This is Captain Miller?
Captain. That's tall.
Certainly.
Father?
Son?
A priest who's a cop? That's weird.
Since the singing nun, nothing surprises me.
Where's Timmons? I'm his parole officer.
He's
over here, Fred.
Thanks. Well, what in the hell are you doing in there?
Reminiscing.
Get out of there!
I can't. I'm under arrest.
What? Illegal possession of a firearm.
He shot somebody?
No, he wants to go back to prison.
You're nuts!
See? And you wouldn't believe me.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. Any problems cleaving, Captain?
No, that was...
Captain, I can understand how embarrassing, even painful, this all must be.
Department policy, I understand. Yes, I am a little nervous.
Does the uniform bother you?
Part of it.
You're not a Catholic?
I'm afraid not.
That's funny, they told me you were. Probably a mistake in the chaplain's office.
Same problems here.
Not quite the same, Captain.
You want to step in here, please?
Oh, this place looks so familiar. I mean, it's like I've been here before.
I know what you mean.
You want to take a seat over here, please? I'll be with you in just a moment.
Sure.
Drinking habits?
Occasional glass of wine.
Not unlike myself. However, to excess... Gambling?
Well, the Irish sweepstakes.
Good for you.
Barney? Oh, Barney, sorry.
Come on. Father, Sergeant Harris.
Oh, Mr. Miller, what a pleasure.
Not my father, Father Clement.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Father. Converting? Oh, Barney, we got the cat burglar.
Good work.
It was Newbound. How could that be? I thought he was dead.
The Lord moves in mysterious ways.
Beg your pardon?
A little ecclesiastical humor.
If you like.
Excuse me, Father. Harris? Yeah, coming, Barney.
Excuse me, are you Captain Miller?
Yes?
I'm Denton, Timmons' parole officer, and I'd like to get him out of there.
He's committed a crime, Mr. Denton.
Yeah, but on purpose.
Most of them are.
That's telling them. Captain.
Well, I'll be with you in a minute, Mr. Denton. Just relax.
Nick.
Yeah.
If I get any more calls from you know who.
You know here.
Barney? Mrs. Emily Newbound, widow of Henry the Late.
Did you know my Henry?
No. We did arrest him once or twice, I believe.
Of course. I posted bail here before.
What is going on? It's simple, Barney. After her husband died, she inherited the business. He was a cat burglar.
One of the best. Of course, I may be prejudiced.
How long have you been,
burglarizing? About 6 weeks. I got so bored sitting around the house. Cleaning, watching TV, answering sympathy cards. When it came to friends, Henry was a wealthy man.
Paris? I'll have to get a little information from you, Mrs. Newbound.
Oh, yes, I know. Henry told me all about the procedure.
Good.
You know, it's not unusual for a wife to follow in a husband's footsteps after he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Businessman's wife takes over the company. Politician's wife
takes over his office. Butcher's wife becomes a butcher. A baker's wife becomes a baker. The candlestick maker's wife.
There's probably some others we haven't even thought of.
There's a copy of the arrest report. Yeah, you can read it over there at my desk if you want.
Thanks, Ed.
Don't worry, Ralph. We'll work something out.
See, he still doesn't understand.
What's to understand? You want to go back to the slammer? You're crazy.
Have you ever been in jail, Sergeant?
No.
The Army?
The Marines.
Well, then, you remember how it was when you got out? How strange it was. How, out of place you felt.
So, that goes away.
No, but the longer you stay in, the longer it takes to adapt when you get out. When I was sent away, Harry Truman was president. Gasoline was 18 cents a gallon. With a $20 bill, you could buy the company of a lady of the evening, have a three-course meal, and pick up a nice tie with a chain.
So? Prices have gone up. You don't lock yourself away like an animal just because it costs a few more bucks to get your jollies.
Can't any of you people get it through your head that prison changes you? They condition you. They mold you. They tell you when to sleep, when to eat, who you can see, what you can do, even how you're supposed to feel. I can't function unless they tell me how. Well, the last decision I made was 30 years ago. And that was wrong.
Captain, I think that with a little cooperation, perhaps we might just overlook the whole nasty incident.
Well, normally we have a great deal of latitude, as you know, but not in the case of a weapon, you should know that.
He's putting a black mark on my record.
Who are you worried about, Mr. Denton? You or him?
Well, don't pull that on me. I devoted my life to these people. Now, it's your job to take the garbage out of society. It's mine to put it back in.
Hey, let's watch out who we call garbage, huh?
Just because a guy makes a mistake and we put him away and then he gets screwed up because of it doesn't make him any less of a human being.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help thinking how many times my Henry said the same thing. He was considered a moderate on prison reform.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait in the cell until I'm finished with your processing.
Oh, I don't mind. In fact, it's almost like being a little closer to Henry. If that doesn't sound too silly.
No, I'm a bit of a romantic myself. Enjoy yourself.
Hello.
Hello. I like your outfit. I mean, you know, from a professional point of view.
Well, thank you. A parole suit.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Oh, Inspector. There was another call for you, but I took care of it myself.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate that.
Have a good day, Inspector.
Yeah. You're out, Watch. D.D.
Oh, Inspector, I believe congratulations are in order.
For what? Who told you that?
Oh, a lady called downstairs looking for him. She said she was your fiancé. I want to wish you the very best, sir.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid it's too late for that, Levine.
Got a transfer order for a Timmons, Ralph.
Well, that's it. It's over.
Goodbye, Ralph. Good luck.
Enjoy yourself.
Fred, I really appreciate everything you did. I mean that.
Yeah, sure.
Are you Fred Denton?
Yeah.
You were my husband's parole officer. Oh. Henry Newbound.
Oh.
Oh, Henry told me how much you helped him.
Oh, really? That's nice. How is Henry?
He's dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're gonna come out and die on you.
Well, I think we've covered everything, Captain.
I'm sure we've covered everything.
I want to apologize again for the intrusion into your private life. But the department takes a special interest when a commander's involved. You know, they have a certain image they want to protect.
I understand.
I wish there was something I could suggest to you. But from what you tell me, you're just going to have to make this decision yourself.
Well, I appreciate your concern.
It's his concern, too.
Lord, have mercy on such as we.
Chronicle 16.
The Whiffin' Poof song.
Mm-hmm. I thought of...
I find it very interesting that you want to go back to prison.
Well, not really. See, there's nothing on the outside for me, so why not?
No mother or father?
Oh, no.
A wife?
I'm divorced.
Oh.
Well, she left me in her 50s, I think.
Let's get it together, Timmons. You're leaving.
Already? Well, it was nice sharing a cell with you for a little while.
I enjoyed it, too.
You know what? I think that if they let men and women share a cell, there'd be less problems in prisons today.
It's tough on the outside, too.
I was wondering... forget it.
No, what?
Well, this is your first offense, and they'll probably put you on probation, so sometime, you know, if you happen to be up near Sing Sing...
I'll stop by.
You know, visiting hours are...
Sundays at 2.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
Okay, Timmons, looks like you're getting what you want, so... Let's go.
I'll look forward to it, too.
Goodbye, Sergeant. Thanks for everything.
Officer Levitt's gonna take you down. Take care of yourself.
Well, in the patrol car, there'll be no smoking, gum-chewing,
talking, spitting, glass receptacles of any kind. Valuables will be hand-delivered by the attending officer.
I knew that.
Okay, it's time for prints and pictures, Mrs. Newbound.
Oh, of course.
This way, please.
Sergeant, did you know my husband?
Professionally, we met a couple of times.
He was a good man, Sergeant. He really was.
Well, what I remember most about him is, how polite he was.
Oh.
And he talked about you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, in fact, just the other day we were talking about Henry. We were talking about what a nice guy he was and how we never get to meet people like him.
Oh. Hey, Bart.
How to go with the priest?
Okay, I guess.
Just the department's way of making sure you got someone to talk to, huh?
I guess so.
You know, when I was a kid, I knew this priest. He had a 19-inch neck. I mean, he was the only one that I could talk to if I had a problem.
Hey, with me, it was the cop on the block. I guess that's the reason why I'm here today.
I was an only child. Both my parents worked, and I didn't have any friends. The only thing I had to talk to was my teddy bear. And he stuttered.